You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nakisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.
And spiritual baddie, and today it is just me, y'all. Oh my gosh, can you not hear me? What up, divine beings? Welcome to Bounce Back Behavior. More than just a show, it's a wake-up call to live boldly, heal deeply, and gather weekly in a space for truth, tools, and transformation. As host Nakisha Michelle would say, now let's get to work. So I am here on the show today, solo baby, solo dolo. And if you don't know, I am Robin Denise, your favorite spiritual guru and divine baddie. And happy Juneteenth week for those who celebrate it. Happy Tuesday, as I am here in Thailand. And y'all, I've been at the beach, baby. I have been at the beach getting my whole life together, letting the water refresh me, getting kissed by the sun. I feel like I have officially gotten my summer color on my skin locked in and loaded. So you can't stop your girl now, okay? And for those who don't know what summer color is, for me, it is that summery, golden, like, kiss of the sun that happens when over the summertime when, like, the sun is at its maximum and it's just giving you life. That is the summer color. And my summer color goes from, like, I'm usually, like, a light brown. I get, like, this golden honey stuff happening. And I yearn for this summer color, y'all. I yearn for it. So I have been properly at the beach with my sunscreen and my coconut oil, getting my summer color on. And while I have been at the beach, I've been thinking about this week's inappropriate question. And, you know, these inappropriate questions are created for us to think deeper about not just what's happening in our day-to-day, but the stuff that floats in our mind that we don't necessarily want to talk about or say, or we want to talk about it, but ain't nobody really there to talk to about it. So this is that opportunity to share what's really on your mind, and in sharing, uncover deeper pieces of you, uncover what society might be trying to tell us, honey. Uncover what programs might still be lurking as we continue to evolve and heal, because, you know, this show is all about transformation and healing. So the question of the day, Robin Denise's inappropriate question of the day: what do you think when you see a plus size person in a bathing suit? Okay. I know. Like, what? But what do you think when you see a plus size person in a bathing suit? Be honest. This is a place for truth and a space that we hold as dear. So I ain't gonna judge you, and y'all don't judge me when I give my answer, okay? This is also an opportunity for the listeners to call in. If you are ready to answer this inappropriate ass question, knowing that you are safe and held here, come on and call in. The number for you beautiful callers is 323-203-0815. Once again, that is 323-203-0815. 0815. All right. Question again. What do you think when you see a plus size person in a bathing suit? All right. So, work. Stay with me, y'all. When I was younger, maybe in high school, you know, those ages where you a teenager and you really, you be thinking a whole lot of stuff. And some stuff you say, some stuff you don't, but the stuff that you be thinking really be unruly. This is what happened to me in high school. I was at the beach and there was a plus size individual. And I said, in my mind, I remember thinking, don't come for me this, y'all. Don't come for me. I remember thinking, that ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. And I'm going to get back into why I thought that ain't right. But we got a caller. So come on, caller. Tell us, what do you think when you see a plus size person in a bathing suit?
Oh, hello.
Hey. Oh, wait. Tell me. Wait. I'm sorry. Give us your name and where you calling from.
Hello. I'm Venus and I'm calling from Las Vegas. And the question, what do I think when I see a plus size person in a bathing suit? Well, I'm a plus size person who wears bathing suits, but when I see other plus size people wearing bathing suits, I definitely, when I was much younger, there was that like insecurity of like, oh my gosh. And maybe also a little bit of envy. But nowadays, I mean, if they're rocking it, they're rocking it. And I'm also very attracted to other plus size people. So usually I'm just bowled over with how gorgeous they are.
I love that. And I love that you said when you were younger, because that's what it was for me. It was when I was younger, I had a certain thought. But now when I see them, I'm like, you better do that. You better do that, you baddie. Tell me one more thing before you go, caller. And thank you so much for sharing. As a plus size person, when you wear bathing suits, what does that feel like for you now, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, I guess it depends on the bathing suit. The bathing suit that I have and that I feel most comfortable in is a one piece, but also like it goes down to the like mid thigh. So it's kind of like those like old timey bathing suits, which I think like kind of has the opportunity to be even more like fashion forward. So now I'm not really pressed about it. Like 2 years ago, I went with friends to Hawaii in the bathing suit I have now. And I was like, yes, this is an amazing bathing suit. And I am so excited to take it with me onto the beach.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Venus. Thanks for calling in and sharing and answering this inappropriate ass question. We appreciate you. Stay tuned. Keep with us as we continue through the show. And you mentioned, Venus mentioned a one piece. So this person that I remember as a youth seeing, they had a two piece on, and I was young, y'all. And I realized that in my youth, there was a lot of fat phobias around how people should be looking and showing up in the world when they're outside, right? And I recognize in my older, grayer years, I recognize that wasn't the best way to be thinking about someone. And also, it ain't none of my business, right? But also, at the same time, I am not going to diminish my younger being for having that thought, because honey, that's the best that young Robin Denise could do at that time. And if Robin Denise didn't do what Robin Denise did at that time, you wouldn't be seeing this Robert Denise today, okay? So we got to appreciate where we've come from, no matter how dark or wild it is or was, to embrace who we are today. And as I've been at these beaches wearing two pieces, because I can't wear a one-piece bathing suit, unfortunately. One piece is, I have a long torso, which is different. And one-piece bathing suits don't fit this long torso. So that transitions us into the plus side of love, because a two-piece is, for me, like, when I growing up in a Christian household, a Seventh-day Adventist household, I grew up Seventh-day Adventist. Wearing a two-piece on the beach was like, wear your cover up. Like, you really just out here showing all your skin. And when around in, what is it, 2012, 2013, I was plus size. I was 200 pounds, between 200 and 210 pounds. And I was wearing bikinis, but feeling very, very, very uncomfortable in them and in my body. And I remember being in these bikinis and being at the beach and seeing other larger plus size people and being like, wow, I'm so proud of them that they feel comfortable to move this way. And it pushed me to sit with, like, why don't I feel comfortable with my own body in this two-piece on this beach, being 205 pounds-ish? And where that weight came from, right? Like, this was 2012. That weight came from many things, but it really stemmed from my mother's death. Dorothy Joycelyn McDonald is her name. We say our ancestor's name over here in this neighborhood. So Dorothy, my mother, died in 2012. And if you recall last week, Nakisha was talking about how a lot of the extra fluff isn't just there because people don't care about their body, but it's usually connected to a trauma or something, a sexual assault, something that has happened that has triggered the body's response to go into a protective and survival mode. And in that mode, extra fluff comes too. And so that is what happened in my life. When my mother died, I grew up in a single household. So it was just me and her until she got married. And when she died, it felt like the person who was my person, who was my rock in Gibraltar, my foundation, left. And I felt like I was just out here in the world by myself. And the weight began to pile on. And I got sick. I had fibroids shortly after her death. Which was a trigger in itself because she died of uterine cancer. So then finding fibroids in my uterus shortly after her death added to internal fears of history, medical history, all sorts of things, right? But the interesting thing that can happen with weight gain is, at least this happened for me, sometimes you don't see it. It just kind of creeps up on you, right? Like, one day you go to put on your favorite jeans and them joints don't fit no more. And you like, well, damn, I guess it's stretchy pants from here on out. And that's what it was. It was stretchy pants from here on out. it got to a place where I actually just stopped noticing that I had a scale in the bathroom. I didn't even step on it. I ignored it and acted like I didn't notice that none of my clothes were fitting, that my cheeks were looking fatter, that my booty and my stomach had a little more grab. You could grab a little bit more of it. You know, I ignored it as my grief built and I sunk deeper into unhappiness, really. But more right after this interlude. It is the word of the day. Oh my gosh. You guys, before I go into the word of the day, we've got another caller. And I think they might want to answer the inappropriate question. So let's give them the opportunity to do that. Come on, caller. You are on with Robin.
Hey, am I online?
You are. How are you? Give us your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Maxwell. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Maryland in the house. So are you, tell us the inappropriate question of the day is, what do you think when you see a plus size person in a bathing suit? Would love to hear what your thoughts are.
Well, actually, it's funny when you ask that question, because this is something I am very, very familiar with, because like a few years ago, I started doing triathlons, and it is interesting when you go to like triathlons, people who come to see the races or come to see me race are always shocked how many plus size people are out there doing the work. And it's a situation where like, it's almost like everybody's out there in spandex. Everybody's out there. Yes, there's a couple people who look like Greek goddesses, but they're the minority. Like, there's so much regular bodies and so much plus size bodies. And it's kind of become like a very welcoming space to body sizes. Like, I can't say that there's going to be nobody who's going to like give you a side eye if you're a heavier person. But in general, everybody's super inviting. Everybody's out there supporting, and we're all in spandex, and none of us are, you know, we're all struggling to swim. We're all going to be trying not to fall off the bike. We're all going to be tired on the run. And so everybody's supportive. And so I feel like there probably are spaces where you can be who you are, and that could be in like bathing suits or whatever, as long as you find spaces where people accept you. But then the second thing that that taught me was like, nobody's really looking at you. So like, I think like there is something to like, oh, being concerned about how you look and wondering if you're appropriate. But if that concern is stopping you from doing the thing that you want to do, it may be, that may be a problem in and of itself. Because I think what you'll find when you're going to do the thing you want to do, people aren't as concerned about you as you think they are. And so you might be missing out on something you want to do because you're worried about what other people think about you. So,
right. Yeah, right. Thank you so much, Maxwell, for calling and sharing. And I love the point that you brought up, that it shows us how concerned we are about other people's perception of us. And that is an interesting piece, because if we think, I don't know if you all have heard of The Four Agreements. It is a beautiful book, really small, quick read, but powerful. And The Four Agreements are the four agreements that we are encouraged to live by according to this book. And one of those is, it's not about you. Just remembering that,
right.
It's not about you. And there's so many pieces of us that we're thinking other people are paying attention to us, but really they focus on what they're doing over there. And it's not about us. And caller, if you're still on the line, the triathlon stuff, I love, has it always been that way in the triathlon circuit, like this kind of acceptance of the body?
I think it's gotten a little more accepting. And I know this in talking to especially women, larger size women, they've been issues in getting like tri suits that, you know, fit plus size bodies, larger size bodies in the past, or like wetsuits that, you know, fit plus size bodies, et cetera. But now there's more companies that are aware and are making that sort of stuff. And I'm sure at, like, you know, there's certain races and, you know, at the pinnacle of certain places, yes, people might be more elitist, but in most of the races where I've been to, it's just regular folks out there. You know, the vast majority of people are regular folks. And that means, like, you get all body types. Like, they'll be plus size, but they'll be like, you know, just dude who looks like he works at Starbucks, you know, and everybody's out there having fun. So I guess it just depends on the environment you're in. But I think if you're accepting of yourself and you're doing the thing you want to do, I think that's the first start. And, you know, get what you want done. So, and don't worry so much about how do I look in this thing. No, I'm going to wear this thing because it's appropriate for where I am and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Maxwell, for calling in and sharing that gem with us. Woo, that was a good one, baby. Yes, both them
Thank
callers.
Thank you. I enjoyed the show. Keep it up.
Thank you, Maxwell. Both Venus and Maxwell came with some good points. And the biggest takeaway from that question that I think Maxwell adequately said was, do you, boo-boo? You know, in your favorite guru's own words, do you, boo-boo, follow your bliss. What is the thing that's going to make you happy, make you feel good, make you, like, you look at yourself and you like, this is what I want to wear, and this is where I'm at in my journey. This is what makes me feel good in my journey, and this is how I'm rocking. This is how I'm walking out the door today. Or this is how I'm walking around in my house, because you don't have to go outside to show people that you want to wear whatever. You could wear whatever you want inside your house and feel good about it. But that's really the takeaway, is there's been so many things in history that have programmed us to think fit means small trim, or soup, lots of muscles, you know, that think certain things like triathlons haven't necessarily been for bigger bodies as seen by the equipment that is available to those or used to be available to those. And I am happy to hear that perspective of there are bathing that the companies are shifting to be able to accommodate for the growing audience that is coming to these triathlons and doing the damn thing. And that actually takes me back to a plus side of love, because when I looked at myself in the mirror, it got to the point where I wasn't liking what I saw. Like, I was like, I'm beautiful. I know this. I embrace who I am. And I don't feel comfortable. I want to be able to wear my cute favorite jeans again. I love these spandexes, but I do want to wear those jeans. And I stopped seeing myself as beautiful as I was, and as I wanted to feel, and I wanted to feel more comfortable in my body. So one of the questions is, well, Robin Denise, how did you bounce back? You know, the grief was overwhelming, which was adding to my weight. The fibroid situation in my abdomen was also adding to my weight. So my hormones were all over the place. And then other life things were happening that were adding to weight and the feeling of despair, honestly. And so, yeah, the questions is, how did I bounce back? But before we get to how did I bounce back, we've got a beautiful interlude for you. So it is the word of the day. Now, normally in this spot, we would have the bias breakdown with beauty. Beautiful, young, vibrant Izzy Key. But Izzy and Nakisha Michelle are not available today. They got some things going, so your girl holding it down. And your favorite guru and spiritual body don't know nothing about nobody's BTS or they nation. So today, I'm not talking about that. Today, we are going to do a new segment that is super duper mean because of the life that I live. Now, you may or may not know that I am a globe-trotting entrepreneur, and I've been living a nomadic life for some time now. And so when I go to a new country, or any country, whether I've been there or not, so it doesn't have to be a new country, but whenever I go to a country, I try to learn a few words, phrases, slangs, and colloquialisms from that country, the area, or the region. And I want to share some of that good old knowledge with you so that when you decide to go on your next trip to Thailand or Costa Rica or Puerto Rico or Jamaica or Africa, wherever you decide to go, you won't be out there sounding like a gringo. You will land and you will have at least one word in your arsenal from today's word of the day that will make you fit in seamlessly with the culture. And people are usually more embracing of you when you know a few words or lingo from their culture when you visit. So today's word is from Thailand, since that's where I'm at right now. And today's word is Sawadee. Sawadee. So this word, Sawadee, is a Thai word, and it is a way of wishing someone well. It is how we greet people here in Thailand. It shows respect and warmth. It's more than just a hello. It is a greeting that really encapsulates the Thai ethos of hospitality and mutual respect. Now, the key to saying this word in its fullness is the piece that I'm about to give you right now. So the word is Sawadee, right? Now, if you connect to divine masculinity, you connect as a male or men. When you say Sawadee, you add a kap at the end. So it's Sawadee kap. Again, divine masculine, male energy, Sawadee kap is how you would say it. And if you are divine feminine, femme presenting woman, you identify as woman, you say Sawadee ka. So divine masculine, Sawadee ka. Divine feminine, Sawadee ka. Now there are many Thai words that do this. They add a kap, which is that more cut, back of your throat sound for the divine masculine. And then Sawadee ka is more softer, sing-songy for the divine feminine. And there are a lot of words in Thai language that put those two at the end of the base word. So today you have learned Sawadee, and congratulations. This has been a Ramadanese interlude. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. So thanks for journeying with me on that interlude. It is the part where we do bounce back behavior. And as I was talking about my weight gain, and we're at the point where like, well, what's the back bounce back, Robin Denise? What shifted for me to bounce back and really come into my body? In the past episodes, you might have heard me talk about this formula that I use with my clients called the AAC, which is accept, acknowledge, accept, and change. And this is a technique that really helped me. And it's funny because as I was reflecting on sharing this story with you all today, I didn't even realize that I was using this to get me out of this space. At the time that this happened in my journey, like I said, it was about 2012, 2013, I was not doing this level of coaching, spiritual coaching, ancestral coaching. I was not doing that yet. And it was really my mother's death that started me on the journey towards this path. Now, I wasn't doing the AAC. Like, I hadn't written it out and worked with clients on it yet. But as I sit back and reflect on this story, I realize that's what happened. I first had to acknowledge my weight. I had to stop ignoring it. I told myself, when I looked in the mirror, I was just like, all right, this is here. And yes, we've transitioned into spandex, but like, let's really acknowledge what it is. I stopped hiding from it. And in acknowledging what it was, I also acknowledged that it was my grief. And I embraced that it was my grief. And I also realized that my inner child was crying out because we both missed the person who felt like home. We both missed Dorothy's, my mother's name, missed her ability to warm up a room with her smile and laugh. And in acknowledging it, I started to accept that my weight was emotional pain. Emotional pain that then led to poor eating habits, poor sleep, not exercising. And let me mention this, I am a personal trainer. At this time, I am a personal trainer. I was working part-time at a gym as a master trainer at that gym. Being this size and not exercising, you know, that doesn't, anyways, y'all can take with that what you will. And so all of this emotional pain really resulted in physical pain, which showed up as the weight gain and back pains and hurt ankles and swollen here and all sorts of things, you know? And so I acknowledged that it was my weight. I acknowledged how much I weighed. I stopped hiding from it. And I accepted that I was in deep emotional pain. And at this time, I was still going through therapy. I knew once my mother died that I needed to be in therapy. And so I have been in therapy. That therapy did not stop the weight gain. And no shade to my therapist. She was great. And we really broke through a lot. And I credit that a part of that work helped me get to this place of acknowledgement. But it wasn't the only thing. And so after I did all this acknowledging and recognizing that I wasn't happy, I didn't feel healthy, then I accepted all of that. It was like I acknowledged it, and then I was like, okay, I accept that this is where I am. I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, I used to be this size, or, oh, I'm a personal trainer, I'll get this off in no time. No, none of that. It was just accept truly where I am in this time and space. And that, my friends, you beautiful divine beings out there who are listening, that was hard. Because when you accept where you are, I'll say for me, when I accepted where I was, it almost felt like failure. Like the piece of me that wanted to be perfect. All right, let me tell you a little bit about where this perfection stuff comes from. So I am a Scorpio sun and a moon Libra and a moon rising. And for those of you who don't follow astrology, those three rising sun and moon signs are the tip of the iceberg in the astrological chart. So it's not to say that those three signs identify exactly who I am, but they play a huge, huge part along with a lot of other things in the chart. And a Libra is very much about balance and justice. And sometimes that can look like perfection. That can look like trying to make sure that it is right. And that is what happened when I sat in acceptance. I had to recognize that there is no real right or wrong in this situation. It is just accepting that this is where I am. And there is no such thing as perfect. It is just being. And I had to come up against that. And that was hard. It was hard because I felt like I had let myself down. It felt like I had let my body down. It felt like I had let my mother down, honestly. But when we really accept where we are, we're actually taking back our power. Because we're saying, we're taking back control. When we're moving from a place of like ignoring something or turning a blind eye, we're giving over our control to the thing that we're ignoring, the thing that we don't want to acknowledge. We give that over. But when you take responsibility and you accept, this is where I am, that puts all of the power back into your hands. And with that power getting back into your hands, then you can make a change. And you can make a change for whatever the better it is. For me, that change was, Robert Denise, you are a personal trainer. You can do this. You know all of the steps. And you don't have to do it alone. Because I had a community of people who do this life, who work with plus size clients like I was. And I started reaching out to them. And child, let me tell you, a good barter, honey, will save your life, okay? Save your life. I bartered with another a weightlifting coach at the gym, and we started working together. And for me, having goals really helps me like move forward on something. So I had decided I want to do a figure competition, being this 200 pound plus fluff. I was like, I want to do a figure competition and I want to win. And I told that to this coach. And he said, all right, let's get to work. And so we got to work. Now, I did not do the competition, but I was almost competition ready. And it felt good. And it took a good, I want to say, 2 years to get down to my ideal weight for my body, which is about 145. It took some time because we were transitioning fat into muscle. We were burning fat. We were doing all sorts of things. So I just want to share that the AAC, acknowledge, accept, and change, is the thing that brought me through, even when I didn't even know it. And you always have community around you that is ready to support. And I truly believe that it was my mother's spirit in her ancestral form that guided me to, one, be working at that gym, and two, to talk to that coworker about this change that I was looking to make. So that's the bounce back, honey. You can do it. Ask for help. Acknowledge where you are. Accept it. Take your power back by accepting what is happening in your life. This is not just about weight gain. This is can be used in any part of your life, whatever you may be focusing on or facing at this time. Woo, child. That was something. That was a little less. Let us go ahead and transition, honey, because my goodness, I done gave y'all my whole life story. Well, I mean, there's other things that's happened in my life, but for the most part, let's move on into this next segment called Place Your Order. And Place Your Order is all about manifesting what you want, knowing that you have access to it. And in this segment, we give you the tools to access your desires, your manifestation. So, what we talking about this week? Last week, you know, we be building on stuff now. So last week, Nakisha left off the show by talking about living in the manifestation before you see it happen. She was discussing her love work and spraying cologne on the pillows and acting like that's where her man was sleeping and doing all these things to make the waiting period of her manifestation sweet and to use that waiting period as preparation. And that is the place your order tip for this week. It is to walk as though you already have the thing. In the waiting period, it is the opportunity for you to come into the mode of receiving, to prepare yourself to receive the thing that you've been asking for. And as you are sitting and waiting, what do you do to prepare? If you are calling in love, what do you do to prepare? For me, it is I really lean into the things that I love to do. But it can also look like looking at wedding dresses. If you're desiring to get married, picking one out, going to the bridal shop and getting fitted for one because you know that you have manifested you about to get married. And these things can seem delusional, right? Like you walk into a bridal shop and the attendant is probably going to ask you, so when's the wedding? And you may not have a date because it hasn't come up yet, right? But you are there because you know that you are walking in the manifestation of what you want, meaning I am going to move as though I have the thing already, even if I don't actually see it yet. The more you walk as having the thing that you want, the more everything around you aligns to pull it in. When we talk about like prayers and scriptures, one of the scriptures that I think about the most, and I'm not going to quote it exactly, so don't be mad, but the one where we come with thanksgiving and supplication for what we are asking for, knowing that it is already done. And if you know that it is already done, that means from this point forward, after I have asked and I know that it is already done, then I should be moving as the person who has it because it's already done. If it's already done, that means it's already mine. So then I should be walking as the person who it already is. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. So prepare yourself. And in that preparation, I would encourage you to talk to your ancestors, to your Ori, which is your higher self. Talk to your spirit team. Talk to the divine, the source, the creator, God, universe, whoever you connect to in that way, and ask them to help you prepare, to remove blocks and blockages. Now listen, this prayer ain't no little fifi prayer, because if you pray for support to help prepare you and remove anything that needs to be out the way, baby, some shifts will come in your life, including people, shifts from people, jobs, church positions, types of food. Things will happen, and you might go through a period of feeling like, dang, I done lost all these friends. Oh my gosh, this job is getting on my nerves. I really want to quit. Baby, if you're looking for love, your guides might just be trying to get you to quit that job to go find the next job where your love is. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, when we ask to be prepared for asking for support in preparation, asking for blockages to be removed, there are blockages that spirit sees that we don't. And if we pray that prayer and you're not ready for these blockages to be removed, you might be hindering your own self from the manifestation, trying to hold on to a job, trying to hold on to an old friend, trying to hold on to old programming that is not serving you and blocking you from getting what you want. So we move as we have the thing that we want, and we embrace whatever needs to be discarded and released. And even if it's not discarded, that might be too hard of a word. It could also be that just shifts happen. A friendship might shift and transform into something else that allows for this manifestation to come forward. So that's what I want to share, is walk as if you have it. And, you know, let's talk about something, because this, I mentioned that this might sound crazy, right? Like, you might look like you crazy walking through the world talking about, I'm married and ain't no man or woman or they, them that is around you being your spouse, right? But I want to bring an example of Trump. After his first term, when he didn't win the second time he ran, he kept saying that he was president. Didn't matter what, he was like, nah, these votes ain't right. I'm president. I'm president. I know I am. I'm president. I'm president. And then look what happened 4 years later of him continuously saying, I'm the president. He became president again. People saw him consistently be delusional for years. He walked in his manifestation. He acted like his manifestation. And even though he was getting sued and being told that he wasn't by all these outside forces, he still became president again. Do you see what I'm saying? He was delusional. And you sometimes you just gotta be delusional to get to where you want to be, to walk in the embodiment of your manifestation. All right, y'all. Woo! We done covered a whole lot today, baby. And I think I did Nakisha Michelle and Izzy Key, my beautiful co-host, I think I did them justice with today. And I want to thank you all for listening, for tuning in, for hanging out with us. And I want to share that you can connect with us on social media, okay? Nakisha Michelle Key is at the Ready Woman Refined. Nakisha Michelle Key, Ready Woman Refined, on all of the platforms, everywhere you see it. And for Izzy, she is at Izzy Key, 2 Z's, 2 E's, on all social media. So Izzy Key at Izzy, 2 Z's, 2 E's. And then myself, Robin Denise, your favorite guru and spiritual baddie. You can find me at Robin Denise 1222 on YouTube currently. And you can visit my website, robindenise.com. Now, I mentioned just YouTube right now because yo, girl, I had to take a break from the interwebs, okay? I had to take a break from the socials, but I am making my way back. I will be back on Instagram and TikTok. I don't do X, honey, because I just don't. But Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube will all be Robin Denise 1222. So you can look out for that. And I'm super excited to get back on the internet because it's been a while, and your girl been pulling together some juiciness to share with the world and the masses. So stay tuned, but you can definitely check out YouTube for some good stuff. That is Robin Denise 1222 on YouTube. And that is a wrap, divine beings. Thank you so much. This has been Bounce Back Behavior every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. And we will see you next week. Ow.
You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nakisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.